This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A nearly 10-year lawsuit against Google has come to an end. A federal district judge says the company's huge book scanning project, known appropriately as Google Books, does not violate copyright laws. Authors of books that have been digitized don't like that much. They say Google is unfairly profiting from their work. But Google isn't the only winner in this case, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR.
Robert Darnton runs the library at Harvard, one of the first universities to team up with Google to digitize its books. He says the ruling is a win for research.
When I heard it, I jumped for joy.
Darnton says Google's repository of more than 20 million books makes it possible to search billions of words to track language and ideas over time. It's known as text mining. And he says it helps researchers stumble on books they otherwise wouldn't know about. Users can view snippets of text, and Google tells them where they can buy or borrow the whole thing.
I believe that this will benefit the very authors who are suing.
True, Google can make money by selling those books itself or by linking to sites like Amazon. But Forrester Research analyst James McQuivey says that's not where the real money is.
Really, what Google cares about is adding up all the ways that you can spend your time on Google or Chrome or YouTube or Android.
And selling that information to advertisers. Google stopped showing ads on Google Books itself a few years ago as part of a settlement with publishers. And that's one reason the judge ruled that Google's book copying constituted fair use. The public good outweighed his concerns about commercial gain. Pam Samuelson teaches law at UC Berkeley. She says Google's whole business model is built on fair use of other people's content.
What do all search engines do? They make copies of things that they can get their hands on and index those in order to make efficient searches possible.
The Authors Guild says it will appeal. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.